From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, dairy markets seem to have found a floor, at least for now. DairyHerd.com reports on the CME spot auction. Block cheese went down 2 cents, settling at $1.64 and a quarter with 9 lots traded. Barrel cheese gained a penny and a half at $1.49 with 15 lots exchanged. May Class 3 milk stayed rather flat, settling at $16.62, and butter and non-fat dry milk were unchanged at $2.40 and $1.16 and a half, respectively. A coalition of lawmakers urges the House Ag Committee to protect nearly $20 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act for climate-smart agriculture programs in the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill. In a letter, the House Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition said the $19.5 billion in Inflation Reduction Act investments for Farm Bill Title II conservation programs and technical assistance is critical to fighting climate change, and the next Farm Bill represents a significant opportunity to strengthen climate resilience. New data released by USDA's Economic Research Service shows the number of U.S. farms continues to decline. After peaking at 6.8 million farms in 1935, the number of U.S. farms and ranches fell sharply through the early 1970s. Researchers say the rapidly falling farm numbers in the mid-20th century reflect the growing productivity of agriculture, increased mechanization, and increased non-farm employment opportunities.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.